A lot of residents is using the bike lane for parking. They have no parking at the front of their houses now. So they use this area, and I've been contacted a lot of times regarding this. It's an issue ongoing for years, out no streetlight in the bike lanes. So I've asked again that the council seriously look at this and put streetlight in that area. Now we have a lot of elderly residents in that area that needs this. Wet weather, as we all know that we have here in a regular occurrence, there's a lot of waterlogged in them lanes as well. So we need street light in them areas for those residents over there. You know, a lot of issues in the old town area, as I say, raised today about the model bakery. Something needs done with that. The antisocial behaviour, a lot of stuff going on there. So I've asked the council to seriously take a good look at the old town area and try and come up with solutions to stop antisocial behaviour in that. And street lighting in them areas.
And you mentioned possibly deploying some infrastructure funding within the council to do that, and they seem pretty receptive to that.
Yeah, as I say, the day it was raised about Ballymacool Estate to the corner, when you get into the estate, pure dark, not too bad now in the brighter evenings, but in the winter evenings I had raised with the council with us recently regarding that area, and they were to go and look at the footpath and street lighting fund to see if there was money there, but obviously they come back today to say that there's no funding for that area, and I had offered to use our minor infrastructure fund to cover costs they put on. I think probably take 3-4 lights there, and I'm waiting on a response back on that.